Excelsior Productions have decided to make a bigger effort to give content to our audience during off months, whether that's interviews or a vignette or some other kind of content. These tidbits, while we wait for the new episodes to come out, will be available on the iTunes and Zune stores for about a week, and then on our website after that. This is our first offering, a behind-the-scenes interview hosted by co-producer Mike Hennessy. Over to Mike.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Behind the Scenes of Star Trek Excelsior. I'm co-producer Mike Hennessy, and I'll be your host as we learn more about the captain of the Excelsior, Alcar Dovan, also known as Larry Phelan.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the... No, who am I kidding? This is the starship Excelsior. We use an ancient gateway to explore the farthest reaches of the galaxy. Our assignment is to find out what we can and come back alive. The rest is rhetoric. Starring Larry Phelan as Commander Alcar Dovan.
Samuel Gillis as
Lieutenant Alex Lorok.
Kennedy as Lieutenant Commander Neva.
Emily Potter as Dr. Melissa Sharp.
And Caitlin Haney as Asuka Yubari.
Larry Phelan's distinctive baritone voice has the air of command, mixed with humor required to play Alcar Dovan. While Alcar is a Bolian by birth, his early education on the backwater world of Galt somehow left him with a working knowledge of classical Latin, making him the perfect Star Trek resident alien, able to recognize and comment on human foibles that we take for granted. The cast and crew of Excelsior are scattered literally around the world, but via Skype, I was able to hold a pleasant conversation with Larry while he was at home in New York State from my home in Florida. I started by asking Larry to tell us a little bit about himself.
Well, I'm sort of a part-time at-home musician and a little bit of a voice artist and stuff. But for the most part, I do my professional work at the local hospital. I'm just a regular hospital worker, humble hospital worker at SUNY Upstate. And there's not really much more to tell. I have a little bit of a background in stage and being a musician, but that's about it.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. So many of us have different backgrounds who are involved with this project. And really, you mentioned you have a little bit of experience on the stage. Go ahead and expand on that a bit, if you would.
Well, back when I was younger, here in Syracuse, we have I'm not sure if they're still operating it, but we had a local Jesus Christ Superstar that played here in one of the local theaters pretty much every year. And I did about 2 or 3 years with that show. I played Peter. And so I did a little bit of that. That was like musical theater. I had done a little bit of regular theater and some music theater in high school. And a little bit at the community college, OCC.
So how did you end up being involved with the Excelsior project?
It's actually kind of surprising because right when James was setting up the whole thing, he sent out a bunch of blanket advertisements on different websites and different stuff like that. And at that time, the StarTrek.com message board was a good haunt for a lot of the Star Trek fans, which I've been pretty much my whole life. And I came across his blanket advert, and I answered it, and I don't think anybody else answered it from that specific post he made at StarTrek.com.
Now, the character of Alcar Dovan himself, I mean, he's nominally, I would say, a Bolian, but he's definitely strikes me as a very human type of character.
I've actually come to imagine him as being non-human, but at the same time, he kind of encompasses all of the different aspects of a lot of various species in the Star Trek universe. And humanity is something I just don't think is, you know, nailed down to one species in the Star Trek universe. And I think he's able to carry that across naturally, even though he isn't necessarily a human.
While Larry signed on to play Executive Officer Alcar Dovan, it wasn't long before he became Captain Dovan of the Excelsior.
First Officer's Log, Final Entry. Character, you said. People who were ready. Who were ready to grow into something great. I wish the Excelsior's new commander were more like you. Goodbye, Captain. Goodbye, Rachel. Begin Captain's Log, today's stardate.
I asked Larry if he was surprised that the powers that be would risk killing a captain.
It actually surprised me a great deal because, like I said, I wasn't familiar with the material they were basing the stories on. So, in essence, I just thought I was going to be the first officer. And in the back of my mind, just from having a little experience with drama, I tended to note that the two characters, Rachel Cortez and Alcar Dovan, both seemed like alpha characters, and that like there was definitely some kind of thing that was going to happen. I just did not necessarily know that he would end up being the captain. He could have gotten his own ship, or he could have something else could have happened in the process. But so it was a surprise when he ended up becoming the captain, but not necessarily something that I couldn't have foreseen if I had given it a great deal of thought. But it was definitely, I think it was a good move. It was definitely exciting.
Did you have any advance notice, or did you just look at the script and go, uh-oh?
Well, I think there had been a couple mentions around the beginning of the season that things were going to move in a new direction. And that was enough for me to get the understanding that maybe my character is going to be more important than I had thought he was going to be. And I didn't really have a problem with that. And I think James understood that it wasn't really going to be an issue. So I kind of just let it happen naturally. So when I did read the script, I wasn't 100% on it, but it didn't like surprise me to the point where I was like, oh my God. But I was like surprised in the sense that, wow, this is how they're going to do this. And the way that it developed was surprising. And there wasn't a whole lot of, like, I think he wanted, and I think we all appreciate the fact that when an actor's reactions can be natural, you're really getting a good performance then. So I don't necessarily know that I would have wanted to know more than I knew at the time.
Elise had become so identified as Captain Cortez, and the character really obviously resonated with a lot of people. That, you know, whatever their plans were at the beginning, killing off a major character and a character that was played so well really surprised me that, quite frankly, that James had the guts to go through with it.
Oh, it was definitely risky, especially after they had already built a fan base and people had become comfortable with the characters they had. So, yeah, it was definitely risky.
The ensemble cast for Excelsior is scattered across North America and Europe, meaning that the actors have to submit their lines piecemeal for assembly by the post-production team. I ask Larry how, as an actor, he tries to overcome that handicap.
Well, in the beginning, when I wasn't too sure of the character or the other characters even, it became, I'm just going to have to go with my gut instinct on what my character is and how he would relate to everybody else. But it wasn't long. It was within the first few episodes of having heard everybody's performances that I kind of got an idea in my head, in my imagination, how they were going to deliver things. And it's even there. James is a really good writer in that he's able to put a lot of that right there in the dialogue and in the notes with the dialogue so that you know how this is going to feel just by looking at it and imagining the people who you've gotten used to hearing.
As far as performances for yourself, go ahead and be your own critic here. And where would you say your own best performance might have come? Or at least just your favorite, where you felt like, yeah, that was really good.
Well, I'm going to tell you, there was two times. During Rachel Cortez's death, which I actually rehearsed with Elise for a while until we were pretty sure how we wanted it to sound and everything. But and it came out exactly as I imagined it.
Captain Cortez, it has been both an honor and a privilege to have served with you. Peace and long life.
And you, Algar Tovan, live long and prosper.
The second time was when it came out well, and I hadn't really expected that. I didn't really know ahead of time how it was going to sound, was the Brahms interrogation. When it was just finally Brahms and Dovan in a room with nobody else there. And I just from having listened to Julian's performances, I just knew that was going to be one of the pinnacle scenes of the series to that point.
Ah, Commander Dovan.
General Brahms, we meet at last.
Actually, Commander, we meet again.
Again? You're that Desakht Pach I spoke to on subspace.
Guilty as charged.
Acting is not necessarily a competitive endeavor, but when you are one-on-one with somebody that good, man, you better be on your game or you're going to get run over.
Exactly. The way I look at it is sort of like a duet in music, is that you don't really think of it as a competitive thing. You just think of it as we are going to have to find a harmony to work so that these two performances sound like one thing together. And I just had this, great feeling that was going to happen, that our two voices and the way we both act was just going to bounce off one another in a really great way.
While admiring the ability of Julian Bane to play the sinister General Brahms, Larry pays tribute to the ability of executive producer James Haney to develop General Brahms into something other than a conventional bad guy.
They have been taking General Brahms, who was brought in as kind of an antagonist and almost a villain, and over the course of a season or two, you're beginning to start to see his perspective of things and recognizing that it's not necessarily a black and white universe. And maybe Algar Tovan isn't right about everything. Maybe General Brahms isn't wrong about everything. And that creates a really fertile environment to play a whole lot of different variations on things. And so you don't necessarily know where it's going. This whole thing could have been a mistake by the captain, or it could be somebody else's misunderstanding. And that kind of thing really keeps me interested as a listener.
Skilled acting by players like Larry Phelan is just part of what makes Excelsior the exciting adventure series that it is. On behalf of executive producer James Haney, I'd like to thank Larry, along with the rest of the cast and crew, for making Excelsior an outstanding series. And we'd also like to thank all of our listeners for your support, which makes all of our efforts worthwhile. We hope you've enjoyed this look behind the scenes of Star Trek Excelsior with Larry Phelan. Look for more one-on-one interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek Excelsior coming soon. For Star Trek Excelsior, I'm Mike Hennessy. Star Trek remains the property of CBS Paramount, and no infringement is intended.